Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa. So first of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the fall fair is very almost here. So we wanted to talk about that. And let's start with some of the things that are happening now or coming up. You've got some contests to get people in the mood.
Yes, we do. So our fall fair is on Saturday, September 9th. So some pre-contest things kind of coming up as we do have a youth coloring contest due by Wednesday, September 6th. And then we will display them on Saturday, September 9th at the fall fair. So we're excited to see what everyone can create. From 11 till 3, they'll be displayed in the curling rink.
Okay, and you also have a baking contest as well?
That's right, we do this year, and we thought we'd try something fun and have a baking contest. So there are three categories for it. There's pies, there's cookie bar, and then this year there is a youth category, so 16 and under, and it's a cookie bar category, so we can't wait to see what people do create. There will be judges, taste testing, of course, and judging on appearance and taste, and as well, there are extra points available for anything that includes an ingredient that's locally grown, so that can be from your garden, it can be wild harvested, so blueberries, or anything that is locally grown or harvested, a couple of extra points if you include those in your baking. So we're kind of excited. We hope that there are lots of participants. You can register your baking on the day of fall fair. There'll be a little form to fill out and you bring it there and you have to have it there by 1 p.m. and the judging will happen shortly after that. And we do have some prizes for the winners.
All right. And again, as you mentioned, the fair itself is Saturday, September 9th, and it is returning to the MMCC this year.
That's correct, yes. So the fall fair this year is Saturday, September 9th. It's 11 till 3 p.m., and it will be located at the Community Center Curling Rink. So kind of around back of the building, the large curling rink in there, which is good because we have a large number of vendors signed up this year, which we're really excited. We have about 43 vendors coming or booths coming and all different varieties of goods to purchase or things to do. Kind of exciting this year. We have Entomica from the Sioux coming up. Entomica is an insect-based science center there and they're going to come visit us with a variety of insects. So come check that out. As well, this is open to public. Everything is free entry into the fall fair. So even if you don't plan on coming for long, just come check it out, see the vendors, see the fun stuff to do, check out the coloring pages and the baking. We also will have a little photo booth that you can take some fall photos at. So come check it out.
Okay, sounds like a variety of different things and great to hear there's going to be so many vendors there.
Yes, it's great. I love the participation for the fall fair. It's local vendors, but we do have some coming from out of town, some vendors that you have seen before, but also new ones with some new products. So definitely come down and check it out.
All right. And again, food, all that sort of thing. So it's a great place to grab lunch. As you said, it's 11 to 3, so people could stop in early and then come back later or just spend a large amount of time there. There are going to be activities for kids. I know those tend to be popular.
We do have a few small activities for kids besides Entomica coming. So yeah, definitely come down. There's lots of baking and there's Acres of Dreams coming again as well with food. So there should be quite a bit there for everyone to do.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure people know about or understand about this upcoming fall fair?
Again, I just want to let everyone know it's 11 to 3 on Saturday, September 9th. And again, it's located at the community center this year in the curling rink. So everything will be indoors, either rain or shine, it will go on.
That certainly is a nice advantage about being indoors. Don't have
That's
to worry
right.
about that weather. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Well, and thank you for having me.
Once again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.